This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I gotta have a field day with this. There's so much of this stuff going on. You know what I mean? So Newt Gingrich, you know, if you want to get involved in the conversation, take me to task. You don't like what I'm saying, you like what I'm saying, whatever. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you head up to the website, you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right Wing. I keep forgetting all this stuff. I don't want to keep telling you all this stuff. That's probably part of it. I just want to yak at you. But if you head up to the website, you can buy my book, Ramblings of Right Wing Bible Thumping White Guy. You can get one of our shirts, hashtag stand. And there's a lot more to it than that, but go up there, check it out. Or, I don't think you do. You'll see a big button there, Patreon. And Patreon allows you to become like a member of our club, if you would. You know, $5, $10, $15, you know, $27.50, it doesn't matter. Whatever you want to give a month would be great. It would help the conservative cause. You know, they're trying to shut us down everywhere. Still are. They're not going to stop. They're going to keep trying to weed out, you know, one at a time. Weed us out one at a time, if you would. So, Newt Gingrich. And what I love about Newt, whether you like his politics or not, whether you like the way he is or not, the thing I love about Newt is how quick he is to lay somebody out who's not telling the truth. Right? I mean, you've seen him do it. When they throw out statistics that are wrong, they throw out numbers that are wrong, they make up the facts as they go, he hates it. So I'm glad he does speak up, and more of you need to do it. But an ABC reporter who gets him, and then, you know, they never learn their lesson either, right? I mean, they never learn that he is going to call them on the carpet. He's very rarely off on these numbers. You know, and they're pushing harder and harder and harder to get some of these guys to back down. So let me play you. It's a minute long. I think you can handle it. But he appeared on a whole bunch of shows Saturday and Sunday, I guess it was. And he just went after, like a bulldog. He went after all the mainstream lies, all the garbage they're throwing out there. Now, Martha Raddatz, she's an ABC News reporter. All right, she tried to nail him. And you could hear her and see her get all flustered and even try to see her get away from some of the trouble she had caused herself. Let me see if I can get that thing working now. Wouldn't that be a miracle of God?
Let's go back to what you just said. This Russian baloney.
Russian baloney.
If people are involved in collusion with Russia, don't you want to know about that?
There's no evidence. I mean, first of all, if you want to investigate Russia, fine. How about Bill Clinton's $500,000 speech? How about Podesta's brother, who's a registered agent for a Russian bank? How about the uranium
deal?
Let's
stick with this for now.
No.
We don't want to go back there. We don't want to talk about things that have happened in the past. It's always funny how they want to forget the past except if it's a republic, and then they want to bring up his whole past. Years and years and years and years and years of stuff. But when it comes to a Democrat, no. Let's not do any of the past stuff because that's just uncomfortable.
I'm just saying, I'm happy to look at Russia's relationship. I actually think it would be healthy to have congressional hearings on foreign influence peddling in the U.S. way beyond the Russians. I think that's important for the future of our democracy. No one, and Comey himself said this in his last testimony, no one has suggested that Donald Trump had anything to do with colluding with the Russians. There's not a bit of evidence that he did.
Well, certainly we don't know what any evidence is.
They would never. You know, you think about how many times that they said with Mrs. Clinton, hey, we've got evidence, we've got this, we have hard evidence. That they, no, you don't. No, because if you had that, the FBI would already have arrested her. If you had that, they made all kinds of excuses for her. And right now they're basically doing the same thing, right? They're saying, we don't know what evidence there is. Yeah, lady, because if you had the evidence, he'd be in handcuffs. If you had the evidence, because you guys wouldn't back off of this, if you had the evidence against Mr. Trump, the impeachment papers would be shoved in front of somebody's face before the ink was dry on them. You know that's true.
So far, we don't know what's going on.
Senator Feinstein, the Democrat ranking member on intelligence, said there is no evidence of collusion.
I want to go back to the tweet.
Let's go. Yeah, I love when he does that to them. And he does it to them on a regular basis. Right? And she's trying to embarrass him. God, you think these people would have figured it out by now? This is her show, and he left her speechless twice. Twice she had to trip over herself. So, again, he said to her, there's been no evidence. Don't say you don't know what evidence there's been, because there's been no evidence. Comey has said they have nothing. They're not working on him. Right? Chris Matthews said the same thing. We're done with the Russia thing. You guys need to let it go. He said it, not me. He's like, you guys need to let this go. There's nothing here. That's the irritant, is that you're beating this thing to death while you're covering up other stuff. We should have a whole department that does nothing but investigations. I'm not talking about the DOJ either. Let's do them all. You know what I mean, right? Let's look into why Obama sent so much money over to the Middle East to the Palestinians. Let's look at that. We could have a field day with this, couldn't we? When we come back, CBS News' Scott Pelley says that Scalise, yeah, this is self-inflicted. How sweet. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Time. Be back in a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Big Strike to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, do get involved in the conversation, too. Don't just sit. Don't just nod your head. Don't just scream at the reader, "Ah, you're right," or "No, you idiot, you're wrong." 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 is a way to get involved in the conversation. Or send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. All right. Tonight is a smorgasbord night. I'm just going to keep pounding out the stories, stuff that you guys have sent me. And CBS, you know, again, there's a lot of distractions going on out there. You want to read a story, then move on. Read a story, move on, fine. Don't get hung up on anyone. They're looking for distractions everywhere to get your mind off of things. CBS News' Scott Pelley says that Scalise's shooting, to some degree, is self-inflicted. How sweet. Right? What if we said the same thing about Gabby Gifford? What if we said that her her shooting was self-inflicted because of her stance against the Second Amendment? But she was against guns, and that's why it infuriated people who have guns, and so since she said it, she brought it on herself. How's that? You okay with that? You good with that? Some of the reaction to the shooting of Representative Steve Scalise out of Louisiana by a Bernie Sanders supporter from the so-called mainstream media has been appalling, to say the least. Now, on Monday, Town Hall reported that CBS News propagandist Scott Pelley had the nerve to suggest, in no uncertain terms, that Scalise's shooting was to some degree self-inflicted. That's right. He actually said it. And apparently CBS thinks that Scalise had it coming. And here's a video, Newsbusters. Let's see if I can play some of this. Always, you know, when it comes to electronics around here and I hit a button, it's like prayer and a wing kind of thing.
It's time to ask whether the attack on the United States Congress yesterday was foreseeable, predictable, and to some degree self-inflicted.
Hmm. So you say stuff that somebody doesn't like? You're taking action. Well, let's not vote them out. I mean, think about it. He's an elected official. You don't want him there? Vote him out. Come on, Steve. Where's the rationale? Where's that that rationale of the left, the integrity of the left? You're much smarter than we are. Just ask yourselves. He'll tell you. Right? You have more reason than we do. You know, we're in your mind, we're all a bunch of Neanderthals. I don't mean to keep interrupting him. Go ahead, Steve.
Too many leaders and political commentators who set an example for us to follow have led us into an abyss of violent rhetoric, which, it should be no surprise, has led to violence.
Do you think he'll blame the Dems for this at all? I mean, I can give you a whole list. We can start off with Al Sharpton talking about having blood in the streets, get your bats. We can do all of that if you want. Right? Remember Loretta Lynn? Lynch. Yeah, sorry. I wonder if Lynch can sing. Yeah, never mind. Wouldn't help. Remember when Loretta Lynch talked about violence in the street? That's what it's going to take to fix this. Think about what she was saying. She's the top cop in the country. I wonder if he's going to call them out, too. Anybody want to bet?
Yesterday was not the first time. In December last year, a man with an assault rifle stormed into a Washington-area pizzeria to free child sex slaves whom Hillary Clinton was holding there.
Now, I want you to notice that so far, everything that he's talking about was committed by a right-wing lunatic at this point. So far, right? With the exception of the shooting of the baseball field. And this guy was sick. People around him knew he was sick. The one who shot up the pizzeria. But again, political correctness kept people from turning him in as well.
Or at least that's what political blog sites had said. He fired into a locked door to discover no children in chains. Bernie Sanders has called the president the most dangerous in history, and the shooter yesterday was a Sanders volunteer.
Right, the president, most dangerous president in history. Well, Bernie's old enough to know. He might have been around since Washington. It looks like he has been. But think about the rhetoric behind that. Think about the followers of his that might be unstable. We've already seen one. And this is the way to handle it for real? This is pretty nasty stuff.
You might think that no sane person would act on political hate speech, and you'd be right. Trouble is, there are a lot of Americans who struggle with mental illness. In February, the president tweeted that the news media were the enemy of the American people.
Of course. He's upset at this because it's aimed at him and people like him. All right, think about it. It's aimed at him because when you put out stories that lean one way or the other, only lean one way or the other all the time, and what is an enemy of the American people?
Seriously. Right? Anybody who comes after the American people to lead them astray, anybody who comes after the American people gives them false information that makes them do something that they shouldn't do. Right? I mean, you talk about fear-mongering? They owned the left up until recently. They owned all but one of the major, you know, left-leaning socialistic news sources. And now they're even getting their hands on Fox. But if you're playing games with the American people, if you're causing the American people to go down the road, you are not a friend. The opposite of a friend is the enemy.
Later, at a lunch for reporters, President Trump was asked whether he worried that that language would incite violence. His pause indicated it had never crossed his mind, and then he said no.
Wow, you're a mind reader now, too. This guy's good. No, he paused to see what kind of word he was going to use, knowing that you, or how he was going to lay it out, knowing that you guys were going to rip up anything he said anyhow. And this talk, all of a sudden, you know, think about where we've come from. Words have now got these meanings, and they don't even mean what they're supposed to mean. You guys don't know what the word fascist means. You don't even know how to spell it, let alone what it means. The same thing with bigot, homophobe, Islamophobe. The left has gone out of its way to browbeat, to pummel people that don't agree with them and turn them into phobes, haters. That's wrong. That squelches freedom of speech. Not the garbage he's talking about. If I call you an enemy of the state, and you're not, and you know you're not, don't worry about it. Shouldn't bother you. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded in the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net.
Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's buttons!
We are back. I was born to wave the flag. If you weren't, you could just change the station now. I mean, it's really that simple. You won't get an argument from me. See you later. Have fun. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do get involved in the conversation. Seriously. Make sure that you can send me an email, joe@therealside.com. You can head up to the website, therealside.com, where there's a live chat room. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. Lots happening up there. You can Facebook's got a feed up as well. Another place you can watch and pay attention, that kind of stuff. I want to get right back to it. I'm just having so much fun with this guy. I mean, he looks lost. He talks lost. He is lost. So apparently, socialist known as Scott Pelley, CBS News, Scott Pelley, said the Scalise shooting to some degree was self-inflicted. He's going off now talking about how the rhetoric of those on the radio and, commentators and elected officials, it's been heating up, but takes no responsibility for it. None of it is their fault. None of it. Like, Obama didn't do anything wrong. Kerry didn't do anything wrong. Clinton didn't do anything wrong. None of them did anything wrong. That's dangerous. When you don't think you do anything wrong, you don't watch yourself, you can't be taught. That's dangerous. The biggest power there is in the room, right? Eventually, they'll start eating themselves. Once it starts getting closer and things start getting nastier, they'll start eating themselves. But he's trying to blame this on the right. We should have saw it coming because of what we were sowing. Again, they did nothing wrong. Scary, isn't it?
That doesn't worry me. As children, we're taught words will never hurt me. But when you think about it, violence almost always begins with words. In Twitter world, we've come to believe that our first thought is our best thought. It's pastime for all of us, presidents, politicians, reporters, citizens, all of us, to pause to think again. And that's the CBS Evening News for tonight.
I like his opening line. Okay. And I want to know if he's willing to say...
Time to ask whether the attack on the United States Congress yesterday was foreseeable, predictable, and to some degree self-inflicted. Too many leaders and political commentators who set an example for us to follow have...
What's that? Yes. You got this... Was this foreseeable? Well, look, I've been saying it for a long time. I'm no genius. This is easy stuff. When you let the nasties run like this, when you let them run unchecked, when you have one side pitting against the other all the time. And, lay it out. When you're sitting there on the, you tell me one time that you've heard, send me links to it because I'm curious. Send me links to Republicans or conservatives saying that Democrats hate your kids. Democrats don't want clean water. Democrats don't want clean air. Democrats hate old people. Show me those links. Because the left does it all the time. The left says Republicans, conservatives are homophobes, Islamophobes, phobes, hate immigrants, hate Muslim people, want to break up families. Think of all the fear that they sow on a minute-by-minute basis. You know, I don't have the article. I'd have to go look it up. But at a recent stockholders meeting, CNN, I guess the parent company for CNN, I think it's Time Warner. And one of the stockholders, a conservative, I can't remember the guy's name, got up and said that he was very upset at the direction they were heading in. And that they had become so far left that they almost never, ever, ever, ever had a Trump supporter on these shows or Republican supporters on the shows. CEO of CNN took exception to that, but the stockholder had information. He had numbers. He had stats. And he told the guy where he could find those same stats. And he showed them that in one day, 96% of all the stories were anti-Trump. And he went down the list. He said of 75 guests on the shows, on the panels, 6 were Trump supporters. The rest were anti-Trump. And he went down the whole list. And when the CNN executive said, we'll try harder, he said, yeah, you said that last year. This was a major stockholder. I'll find the story and post it up. I know it's not fair to do that to you. But when you think about that, if more people would do that, you know, if a third or 40% of the stockholders get up and said, we don't like this, we don't want this to continue on, I wonder if a change would have been made in some way, shape, manner, or form. I wonder if they would have given a second thought to what they were doing. I think they would have. Because remember, the corporations are all about money. They want your money. The only color they care about is green. They don't care about black, white, Asian, American Indian, whatever they call, what do we call them? Native Americans. Yeah. So seriously, we need to get serious about what we're doing. We need to get serious about getting out there, getting involved, and getting engaged. You can't get out there and get involved, you got a computer, right? You can help pull people together. You can get little lists for your neighborhoods and what have you. Let people know where things are happening, how they can get out, how they can make a difference, how they can make a change. You know, Ken Ham, he's the fellow that is behind Noah's Ark, that was the remade Noah's Ark. He said that the intolerant atheists are now attempting to ruin his Noah's Ark. They're very upset with him. So the president of Answers in Genesis and the mastermind behind the Ark Encounter has said that the atheists are trying to ruin his creationist theme park. Reporters generally do a very poor or lazy research, and they'll actually make things up, for their agenda purposes, says Ham. A number of articles in the mainstream media on blogs and on well-known secularist group websites, have attempted to spread propaganda to brainwash the public into thinking that our Ark Encounter attraction is a dismal failure. He asserts, in one sense, such negative, misleading, and outright false reporting doesn't worry me. I got news for you, that's illegal, though. I didn't know that till recently. If you spread rumors or nasty rumors that have no basis in fact, and it affects somebody's business, you can be sued for that. Just bear that in mind. And once that such negative, misleading, and downright false reporting doesn't worry me, he said, as Christians, we know that we'll receive opposition like this. And after 40 years of Bible upholding ministry, I have become used to it, he said. When it comes to reporting on theologically conservative Christians like those of us at AIG, whose ideology they strongly oppose, many writers have an agenda, and they're trying to undermine Christianity. You know, they've taken writing about this stuff, making it look like nobody. You know, I've seen polls all over the place as to now how many Christians believe in creationism. How do you do that, by the way? And don't tell me it's private interpretation, because it's not, or you know, the Bible's interpreted differently by different people in different ways. It's all a line of bunk. The Bible says God created the earth. Either he did or didn't. It's really that simple. Now, if you want to believe he created the earth through billions of years of evolution, I don't know. How do you square that with, you know, he basically took a hand of dust and he made Adam. And he breathed life into Adam's nostril. How do you get that out of, did he wait? Or did he have to wait for the evolution of dust or something? I don't know. Really, you see how it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't fall any rhyme or reason. You can't just shove it in anywhere you want to and think it's going to make sense. So for you Christians that want to believe 100% of, now, I don't know what they call it. They call it there's a certain name for it, evolution, where why the Chinese look different than the Europeans, why the African American or the, you know, people from the African continent look different than the Chinese. There's reasons for all of that. That's why I joke with my Christian friends about Christ. Christ could not have been an Anglo-white guy with flowing blonde hair. Sorry. It's impossible. How many Jews do you know? Real Jews. From Jewish parents who grew up in Israel. That are tall, slender, blonde-haired, blue-eyed men. Let's have some reality to this, right? Anyway, where was I? I just have the story I wanted to do. Good. Commercials are great. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Hey, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far.
My husband says, you are what you eat. Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex, and wow! You've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. Hey, there you go. Go ahead, Daniel. Yeah.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you're involved and engaged. It's always exciting, too. Seriously. But I want to get, we haven't got a whole bunch of time. The last segment. I want to get back to some of the stories that we're working on. I'm always. I'm amazed at how long it takes me to get through some of these. Some of you probably aren't, but I am. I mean, and there's so much here to get through. Well, this one, outdoor clothing giant. I don't even know these people. Maybe you know these people. Patagonia, a big clothing store. There's a shows you how often we shop outside the house, right? Look at me. The outdoor clothing giant Patagonia is pledging to lead the resistance to Trump. Okay. We got not going to sell clothes anymore to anybody who supported Trump? That'll work out well for you. The CEO of outdoor clothing giant Patagonia is burnishing her anti-Republican bona fides again, this time saying that she intends to pledge her entire company to the resistance of President Donald Trump. Patagonia CEO Rose Marsario recently attacked President Trump for his statements about rolling back President Obama's unusually aggressive campaign of confiscating millions of acres of state lands and claiming them as national monuments. Now, you know, if you really find out what President Obama should have, could have, would have been doing, and what he had the right to do, you'll see some of his land grabs were flat out illegal. But nobody had the guts to fight him. He goes on to say, we have to fight like hell to keep every inch of our public land. Who's selling it off? He said that in a May article. Oh, this is Huffington Post. Oh, my God. If they actually printed a paper, I'd say it would be great for birdcage liner. I don't have a lot of faith in politics and politicians right now, she said. In an effort to prevent citizens from retaking possession of their state lands, one of her immediate actions will be to sue the Trump administration for its efforts to scale back Obama's unprecedented land. Please do. I love when people waste your money. I really do. President does not. Now, see, here's the other thing. Yeah. President doesn't have the authority to resettle national monument, Massario said. After Trump announced his national monuments order, an attempt to change the boundaries ignores the review process of the cultural and historical characteristics and public input. It's not like these were there for years. It's not like, you know, somebody actually sat down and did all the work. They didn't. They chose what they wanted to choose. They grabbed the land they wanted to grab for their own reasons. In particular, you know, I mean, think about what Obama did to a big degree, right? Shutting down the coal mines. Want to stop the gas, stop the nuclear power. When wind power, not there. Solar power, not there. I mean, there's got to be some common sense use. You want to find alternatives, alternative fuel sources, alternative energy sources, great. You don't shut the other ones down before you have them. In April, Trump issued an executive order under requiring the Department of Interior to review Obama's actions on national monuments, ordering the Interior Secretary Ray Zink to review Obama's policies and to shut down anyone that he moved in an egregious way. Many state governments fully agree with Trump's assessment and were furious when the Obamas swooped in from Washington and stole away millions of acres of land. But see, that's what I'm trying to say is, they're all for it on one end because their guy Obama did it. They don't care why or how. They don't care how the states felt. They don't care how the people in those states felt. Was that okay? A poll of residents in Utah, for instance, showed that 60% opposed Obama's land grab, along with the possible lawsuit. Mercurio said that Patagonia would use its profits to back pro-environmental candidates in states throughout the West. That's far from the first time that the sportswear company pledged its profits to political matters. Last year, the California-based company spent over $1 million for a get-out-the-vote campaign to defeat Donald Trump and Republicans. Well, in California, it was a flush, you fool. Beating Republicans in California is easy. And beating Donald Trump, they knew that before you put a nickel into it. Now, Patagonia has a troubled history of its own. It had been tied to human trafficking and child labor in its supply chain. Oh, I doubt that. Come on, they're a good liberal-leaning socialist company. Why would they do that? You know, this stuff is always interesting to me. I love this stuff. And the reason I do is because you can see the hypocrisy. Right? I mean, seriously, holier than thou, you got to have the land. Forget the humans. It's okay to traffic humans for labor. It's okay to pay them next to nothing. That's all right.
Well, you're only 3 p.m. today at March
7th. Shut up, you. And what can I say? No, but think about it. Right? So, and it seems like that very much is the truth of a lot of those people on the left, on the far left. If it affects human beings, they don't really care. As long as the trees are happy. As long as the spotted bullfrog is happy. That's all that matters to them. And this one, you know, this was a couple of days ago, but it's still frosting my buns here. Right? I mean, Bernie Sanders. This is still bouncing around about his comments about Christians. Right? I mean, seriously. And I'm grabbing this off of something else. Well, I want to say it. But I've seen more and more of these stories about Bernie Sanders and and his comments about Christians, you know, about them basically having to give up their beliefs, if you would, especially if they want to work for the government. Think about where we're going. Think about where we might have ended up. And you don't have to believe me. You go look it up on your own. But remember, Mrs. Clinton said point blank to Christians that they had to bring their dogma, they had to bring their line of thinking, their belief system into the 21st century, or else they would pass laws that would force them to. Remember Cain talking about Catholics, saying the Catholic dogma had to change, that they had to bring Scripture in line with the world today. And then went off to talk about what a great Catholic he was. Well, last I checked, Catholics, Christians, you know, devout Jews, they don't change the Scripture. They change for Scripture. They change their mindset based on what God tells them to do in His Word. They don't tell God what to do. Kind of nuts, don't you think? And that shows you where we are as a society. We've decided we know more than God. So we're going to tell God what we want Him to do, how He's supposed to do, and the way He should act, and how He should make the laws. I mean, if that isn't being full of yourself, I don't know what is. Now, I may post this later on. We only got a minute or two left. And it has to do with the... Was it The Shack? That movie's still out. I love how there's a lot of Christians that run out, see a movie like this. They don't look at what the movie's portraying. And then I see what they're writing, what they're thinking about it, what they tweet out on it. And there's a whole bunch of things in that movie that go 180 degrees from the Word of God. But it makes you feel good. That's where we got to now. It makes me feel good if I can feel the vibe, if I can line up with it, if I can make it my own. Right? I mean, think about it. If I can connect with it, then it must be right. Well, this guy's out there that claim to be Christians that are committing adultery because they can connect with it. Because it feels right. Because they think it's the right thing to do. They've got a God's right to do it. Definitely against the Word of God, but they do it anyway. You know, people, stop feeling things. Stop thinking because it feels right, because you think like it's the right thing to do. It's going to make you momentarily happy. That's not the right thing to do. Not in any way, shape, manner, or form. Give some thought to that. Anyway, I'm Joe Pesci, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. And I do mean that sincerely. I'm glad some of you send me emails during the show. Some of you, tweet, text, whatever, to get the information across. Remember, if you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can click on Patreon, big, big, big button. We can go ahead and become a donor to the show. I'd love it to, love to send you something. So, you know, see what you can do there. Or you can buy a coffee mug. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You can buy one of our shirts, hashtag stand. Stand for America. Stand to make America great. We're getting there. We got to fight. You can't just sit on the couch yelling at your radio, yelling at the TV set. We've got to fight to get it back. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. See you. Hey, I'm here all week. Hopefully you'll be here with me. God bless and good night.